It's April 29th, and the Logbook.com's escape pod is still moving full speed ahead.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1953, TV went 3D. A Los Angeles television station attempted the first ever 3D television broadcast in American history, appropriately enough with an episode of the early kids' sci-fi series Space Patrol. In 1985, Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off for a week in orbit, during which the crew performed experiments in the Space Lab module mounted in Challenger's cargo bay. Born today in 1955, Kate Mulgrew. She played Captain Janeway on Star Trek Voyager.
Do we have any coffee left?
No, but we have something even better.
I don't want something even better. I want coffee.
Really? It's made from a protonaceous seed I discovered on an expedition.
Never mind. I'll use one of my replicator rations for coffee.
That would not be appropriate, Captain.
Fine. Give me your even better than coffee substitution.
And how about some Takar loggerhead eggs for that this morning?
Just coffee.
Hugo Award-winning science fiction writer Robert J. Sawyer was born in 1960. Uma Thurman was born in 1970. Director Alfred Hitchcock died on this day in 1980. And in 2011, actor William Campbell, the first actor to play a Klingon in Star Trek, died. In 2005, Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy finally arrived on the big screen, after a long and torturous time spent in Hollywood development hell since the early 1980s.
Gorman, six pints of bitter and quickly, the world's about to end.
6 points coming up.
Keep the change. You got about 10 minutes to spend it.
It's 3 pints each at lunchtime. And
eat those peanuts because you'll need the salt.
But what is going on, Ford?
Arthur.
What if I told you I really wasn't from Guildford? I was from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse.
Well, is that the sort of thing you're likely to say?
In 1979, Battlestar Galactica's first season came to an action-packed end, but what no one knew at the time was that ABC would only pick up a second season if major changes were made, including dumping most of the cast and characters and literally bringing the show down to Earth. For many fans, this is where the original series ends.
She's an orbiting killer, capable of destroying every ship we have, including the Galactica.
That's what I like about the Colonel, his optimism.
We do have one advantage. The element of surprise. All Viper squadrons will be launched before the Galactica is within their scanning range. Your job is to draw out their fighters. You'll be outnumbered. 2-1. But you're used to that.
Better odds than we had on Caprica.
We lost at Caprica.
In 1991, Captain Picard took the stand.
It began when we apprehended a spy, a man who admitted his guilt and who will answer for his crime. But the hunt didn't end there. Another man was brought to trial, and it was a trial. A trial based on insinuation and innuendo. Nothing substantive, much less proven. Have we become so fearful? Have we become so cowardly that we must extinguish a man because he carries the blood of a current enemy?
Intended to be a budget-saving episode that never left the confines of the Enterprise, The Drumhead turned into a powerful statement about civil liberties. It was also the last episode scored by musician Ron Jones, who had been with Star Trek The Next Generation since the beginning. In 2006, the Doctor's roots were showing.
And you are?
Smith, John Smith.
John Smith? I used to have a friend who sometimes went by that name.
Well, it's a very common name.
He was a very uncommon man. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yes, very nice. More than nice, brilliant.
As the original series characters Sarah Jane Smith and K-9 appeared on the new Doctor Who, this episode not only opened the floodgates for reappearances of old friends and foes alike, it led to Elizabeth Sladen playing the role of Sarah Jane in her own series a year later, and restarted the long-stalled attempts to launch another spin-off centered around K-9. You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing for all seekers. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.